From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Good morning, evening, nooning and midnighting, whenever you're listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and it might very well be the week of 30th of November 2025. Wow! 1 month to go before we increment the year counter. Lots happened this past week. Thanks to all the people who sent back suggestions of location for our club end-of-year gathering and barbecue. More about that in a second. But put Saturday the 13th of December in your diary right now. The next club meeting is on the 8th of December. That's next week. And this is definitely one for remote attendees as much as those in the room. The topic is handheld radios, how well today's devices work, and whether you need to pay a fortune or can you get great results for $30. I'm one of those people who paid over $700 for a three-channel synthesized 2-meter handheld in the 70s. I still have it. I can't believe the value you get today. But that doesn't mean it's the best option. The club did investigate the topic previously. That was 15 years ago, and it's time for an update. So if you have a Baofeng, Quansheng, Retivis, Bingqi, Meikle, Hiterra, Inrico, or some other brand with an unpronounceable name that nobody's heard of, this is a meeting for you. We're going to pool knowledge, check out additional software, look for tips and tricks, discuss some reviews, both complimentary and damning, and at the end, we'll all know more, and that's a good reason to attend. Check the website for details, ddrci.org.au. Wait until it comes round if it's not on the screen immediately. 8th of December at 1900 for that one. Our end-of-year in-person gathering is scheduled for Saturday the 13th of December at Webb Park in Toowoomba. This is the location we used last year, and it came back as a popular selection. And why not? It's not on an official park list, it's high but not the highest, and it's next to two major schools. That puts it adjacent to Yota, Sota and Pota. And more importantly, it has undercover areas, good barbecues, lots of parking, and it's roughly in the middle of everything. So more info on the website for that one too. Saturday, 13th of December. We're planning meetings for next year too, so if you'd like to make a suggestion or you'd like us to do something, send an email now so that the committee can add your thoughts to the list. secretary@ddrci.org.au is the best way to reach us. All ideas are welcomed and considered. Last weekend, another of our aspiring candidates made it through the examinations, and congratulations to young Gene, who is now running the application process to get his Australian licence after previously holding a Canadian call. The final prac was lots of fun, with a POTA activation at Ravensbourne. The bands were buzzing, and with not many watts, we had POTA contacts and a good QSO with a J who was calling CQ. If you'd like to get or upgrade a call, drop a line to education@ddrci.org.au and let's talk about how we can help. Finally, we're going to place the merch order in time for delivery as Christmas presents. If you'd like a club cap or a club shirt with your name, call or even nothing, place the order now. Sizes, costs and details are on the website on the rotator, so wait for it to come past. If you haven't already let us know, you have until Wednesday the 3rd so that we can go in production in time for Christmas presents. We love your comments, so don't be bashful. Email to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll do what we can to help. I'm John, VK4JPM, and thanks for getting involved. 73s from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.